Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 and AM 1410, but also the North Platte Post Kubota podcast. Kanner Aft joining you here today as we like to talk about what's going on here in North Platte, Lincoln County, our surrounding communities, and so much more. But hey, hopefully everyone's having a good start to your morning. I know I am. I wonder if our guest Emily joining us here in studio today. Emily Garrick is joining us here. We're going to talk about the public forum candidate Q&A forum that is going on April 22nd, Monday, here in North Platte. But Emily, first and foremost, good morning, and how are we doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you this morning, Kanner?
We're doing well. Excited to talk about this event. But first, before we dive in, I always like to ask a fun question out of the way. This might be the toughest question, but I always joke with folks when they come in to talk about how the weather's been nice. Do you think Nebraska is finally in spring? Do you think that we're going to get one, or we're going to get one of those random snowstorms again?
Oh, I'm sure we're in for another snowstorm. I think we're in, you know, what's the Facebook mean? We're in like
the false spring.
Yeah, false spring. I think we're probably like second false spring or something right now. We got to be getting close though.
I know it is April, but it's like middle of April, almost the end of April before we know it, but it's Nebraska. Who knows when it comes?
It's Nebraska. Yes, exactly. I know I'm getting antsy wanting to get flowers in the ground and all kinds of fun stuff. And I know that's a bad idea.
It's always tough because, you know, it's still, I think I saw a thing. It's like still 70% freezing for the month. And it's crazy.
Yes.
But Emily's joining us here today. We're going to talk about the candidate Q&A forum going on here Monday, April 22nd. So Emily, I'm going to kind of let you take away. What do we have coming up here April 22nd in North Platte?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are having a candidate Q&A forum focusing on a lot of those, just the local election down ballot races that we're going to be seeing here in North Platte and Lincoln County. And so the races that we're featuring are going to be those on the primary ballot. So the primary election is May 14th. Here's a little plug. If you're not registered to vote, North Platte, Lincoln County, make sure you get out and get that taken care of. There are some really important races that will actually be decided there on the primary ballot. So a couple of those that we are featuring will be the Lincoln County Commissioners, District 1 and District 4 will both be decided there on that primary ballot. And then North Platte City Council, Ward 4, has three candidates in that race. And so they will also be there on the primary ballot. And this event is basically an opportunity for those candidates to come out, introduce themselves. There's a meet and greet portion of the evening. And then we will be asking them some questions. So we'll have some questions that we've come up with that we think are important. And we'll also be taking some questions from those that are attending the event. So it'll be a great way to get to know those candidates and, you know, what they see in the future for Lincoln County, North Platte, and what they stand for.
And I like what you said right there. You're going to have questions that's going to be obviously provided beforehand, but also letting the attendees, folks in attendance, ask questions. I mean, that's awesome to let that, just because, you know, some folks who may be new to the area or long time, they just obviously want to get out there and ask the candidate, hey, what do you think of X, Y, and Z? So I like the idea that questions are going to go from both sides.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So the first part of the evening at 5:30 is basically just going to be a meet and greet. And so if somebody wants to come and speak personally to a candidate, that's a great opportunity. You know, sometimes people don't feel comfortable maybe asking something in front of a group of people. So we've facilitated that time to just be able to have that kind of back and forth candid conversation with them. But we will also be, you know, as people are checking into the event coming in, which it is a free event, but as you're coming in, you know, you have the opportunity to submit some questions. We obviously can't promise that we can ask all of them because we don't necessarily want everybody to be there until midnight, but we will do our best to make sure that we ask a thorough amount of questions so people really feel like they get the answers they want.
You know, we might have folks listening along here with us, whether it's on air or through our Kubota podcast, excuse me, you know, they might be listening. Why is it important to go? Well, Emily, if you had to say this, folks, why is it important for Lincoln County and North Platte residents to attend this event on Monday?
Sure. So I think, you know, I am part of a generation of people that I think we maybe were tuned out a little bit for a while on local politics and the things that were happening in our communities. And, you know, we've just seen North Platte has come a long ways in the last few years, especially. And it's been a long process. And I think there are some great things on our horizon. We see a lot of development. We see a lot of, you know, really exciting things in the future of our community. And what people maybe don't realize is these local races determine a lot. There are a lot of things that can be decided by your county commission and by, you know, your city council and those other locally elected officials. And so I just think it's important, you know, to show up and to just be engaged and to know what's going on and to be invested in the future of your community. And so this is a great opportunity for that. Great opportunity to maybe decide how it is you want to vote, but at the very least, a great opportunity to show up and just hear about some of the issues that are going to be, you know, coming our way in the next few years.
Now, I always like to ask, you know, I can't pull the new card anymore because I'm just about a year here in North Platte, but I'm going to pull it for this event. Is this the first time that this something like this has happened in North Platte, or have this been like an event like this been hosted before?
In the past, there have been some events. You know, I've seen some different things in the past where maybe candidates have been able to get up and share about themselves. I'm not sure when the last like true Q&A forum style event was. But we are sure excited about bringing this back. And of course, you know, when we get closer to general election time, we definitely are planning on doing something similar then for those races that we'll see on the general election ballot. So to answer your question directly, I don't necessarily know when the last one was, but I think it's been a while since we've had something of this nature. And while we're kind of on that topic, the formality of the Q&A forum, we are also going to be live streaming the event. So I know there's a lot of people that have things going on, you know, on a Monday evening, there's sports and work and all kinds of things happening in our community. But if anyone is interested in the information but can't make it to the event, we will be live streaming. It'll be available to watch afterwards. So it should be really easily accessible for anyone who's interested.
Nice thing with technology nowadays, you can definitely have the technology to get something live streamed. So like you said, if you have an event activity you're at, it's like, hey, let's pull up the phone real quick. We can watch it if you just can't get on out. Hey, Emily, one thing I don't think we've talked about really is the times the event's going to start, how long we're looking to run, and where it's taking place at.
Yeah, absolutely. So this event, it's being brought to you by RA Productions and the Lincoln County Cattlemen's Association. So it's going to be taking place out at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds in the Ag Building. So if you're coming in person, that's where you're going to go. At 5:30 p.m. is when we're going to start the candidate meet and greet. And then at 6:30 p.m. is when the Q&A forum is going to start. And so that's about the same time the live stream will also kick off. For those who are joining us in person during that first hour of the meet and greet, we will also have Always Caffeinated there with their food truck. And so, you know, that's kind of right over that dinner hour, we understand. So there will be an option if you're hungry, if you need some coffee. We'll have some of those options there for you as well.
I will say one thing about Always Caffeinated. I had their completely off topic, but I just want to mention real quick. They were here in North Platte about a month ago. And we got their breakfast, a little waffle and a cup. Awesome.
Yes, I have been scoping out their menu since they agreed to come to the event. So, yeah, we're super excited to have them there. I think they're going to have adventure burgers, walking waffles, and then their specialty coffee drinks. And I think they can take about any payment method out there. So, you know, people come hungry, come thirsty. Make sure you stop and check them out, you know, as you come in or after you come and meet the candidates.
They got you covered there, folks, and everything fun. Again, the event is April 22nd, which is this Monday at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Ag Building, beginning at 5:30 p.m. with the candidate meet and greet, and 6:30 p.m. for the candidate Q&A form. Again, folks, emphasize it is a free event, so anyone can attend the event. Well, Emily, as we wrap up our conversation here, any final thoughts maybe brought up that, you know, haven't been brought up yet?
No, I think, you know, if people are looking for more information, we've got flyers hanging around town about the forum. They've hopefully seen those, but you can also look that up on Facebook, the live stream. If you're interested in finding that information, it's going to be available in several different places. So it's going to be on the RA Productions Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, it's going to be on our YouTube page. And then I believe it's also going to be available to watch right there on the homepage of the post as well.
Yes, and, we'll also have, forgot to mention, great to bring that up. I also forgot to mention, folks, we will also have it here. If you can't make it, if you got a radio next to you, we'll have it here on FM 98.1 as well.
Perfect. So, yes. No excuse to not know what's going on.
Should be a good time, a free event, and let's learn lots, folks. As again, like Emily said, May 14th, that's when voting is. Get registered if you haven't, but also you need get to know a little bit more about your candidates when it goes to the voting polls. Well, Emily, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.